Local immigrants gather daily at the International Institute of St. Louis for English classes, job placement, and other services. Immigrants can also receive aid through religious organizations who have been providing assistance through the city's 250-year history. St. Louis has always been a city of immigrants, from the early French settlers to the large influx of German and Irish in the 1800s, to the more modern immigration of Bosnians and Southeast Asians. But throughout these many immigrations, one thing has held constant: the welcome that religious groups have extended to newcomers, as they were once in their place. Monsignor Michael Witt is a professor of church history at Kenrick Glennon Seminary, and he says that St. Louis is much different than other cities in the way that religious groups interact.
St. Louis has been a very rich city for religious diversity and respect. As you look at the history of St. Louis, the one thing that doesn't go over very well here is criticism of religious groups.
Witt said that an anti-Catholic preacher was once expelled from the city by other Christians, and that a Jewish congregation was able to settle in an area where it was originally not welcomed because Catholics advocated for it. But it goes beyond simply getting along. Many religious organizations have been brought together because they work toward a common goal, using religion to help new immigrants settle into St. Louis. Rabbi Chaim Schaffner of Base Abraham says that his congregation is trying to help young Israeli immigrants connect to their Jewish culture.
Base Abraham, my congregation actually a few years ago opened a once-a-week Sunday morning school for them to teach them to read and write Hebrew and to try and connect them to Jewish knowledge and to Jewish tradition.
Akif Sogo, a Bosnian who lives and works in St. Louis, says the Islamic community that was already present in St. Louis helped the Bosnians when they arrived.
They were one that were providing food, shelter, even some temporary assistance for them. And they were actually the one that brought in Imam Hasic from Canada over to serve as imam for a Bosnian community.
Imam Muhammad Hasic is the leader of the Islamic Community Center and the president of the Interfaith Partnership of Greater St. Louis, and he says that religious groups work together to satisfy non-religious needs because he thinks that religious practices only occupy about 3% of a person's life.
Every human being like him are looking for these same things and good retirement, hopefully, and so on. You know, it doesn't matter if you are black or white or you are Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or you are atheist or a believer. It's really these things in the public life, it's connecting us so much and so strongly, like, so, and we should all working together in this way.
Anna Croslin, the president and CEO of the International Institute, says she is not surprised by the interfaith relationships that exist in St. Louis.
Overall, I believe that that the religious organizations here in St. Louis really do reach out and embrace each other, and their ultimate goal, which is to have a joyous and inclusive community that celebrates God, is one and the same.
The voices you have heard represent only a fraction of the religious groups that work together to help immigrants in St. Louis. I'm Rebecca Smith, St. Louis Public Radio.